USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden says he's optimistic that a deal will be reached to raise the government's $31 trillion debt ceiling. Republicans are pushing for stricter work requirements for social programs like food benefits to discourage people from abusing the system. Democrats argue those benefits already have work requirements, and making them tougher would only hurt low-income families. The Treasury Department is warning the U.S. could now run out of cash to pay its bills by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen outlined the deadline in a letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy yesterday. Lawmakers are telling the Speaker he's being too soft with Democrats.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. I'm Lance Pry.
Air traffic this Memorial Day weekend is at its highest level in over 3 years. According to the TSA, they expect to screen about 10 million passengers nationwide over the holiday weekend. The Texas State House is beginning impeachment proceedings on Attorney General Ken Paxton.
The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee had filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton dismissed it as a witch hunt.
The fact that I was prohibited from presenting evidence to defend myself reveals that this shameful process was curated from the start as an act of political retribution.
Paxton has urged supporters to come to the State House to protest the impeachment proceedings. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
A judge in South Carolina has temporarily blocked the state's new 6-week ban on abortion.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. On Friday, Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman put the new law on temporary hold until the state Supreme Court could determine if it's constitutional. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic, have now filed lawsuits challenging the ban. I'm Brad Siegel.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill to restrict lessons on sexual orientation in schools. It bans teachers from raising issues of sexual orientation or gender identity in the classroom, and also orders the removal of all books depicting anything sexual from school libraries. However, religious texts like the Bible are exempt from the ban. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg is sharing new audio recordings in the Trump Stormy Daniels hush money indictment.
The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday. Bragg says it is audio recordings of Trump and a witness, the witness not named. It's unknown when the recording was made or how. Trump was charged last month with 34 counts of falsifying business records involving hush money payments to Daniels and a former Playboy model, pleading not guilty. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals head back to Miami tonight for Game 6 between the Heat and Celtics. Tip-off at 8:30 Eastern. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.